Hi and welcome back to another episode of Reach Careers Podcast. In this episode, we have here with us Mr. Ram K. Kesavan.
Hi, Johan.
How are you, Ram?
Good. Long time.
Yes. I think we skipped around three to four weeks, basically, because I was sick and I was not feeling well. We were not able to record. But we are back on track and I think we'll continue to do it after this time. And I'm very happy that we have launched our new show, Business Boss, which has been received well by the audience. What was the feedback from your end, your circle of people?
So basically, a lot of things have happened, I think, within this 4 weeks.
Yeah.
In terms of economy, in terms of politics. Corona, a lot of changes have happened all throughout the world. And it's all drastic. Now, nothing is just a minor change. It's all drastic changes that have been happening all throughout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
India.
So today I just wanted to talk about something that has been happening with India and China recently, and it was in the news.
I was about to say the war against India and China.
Yeah, right. So I think these trade wars have been happening for a lot of time between like countries like around the globe. And at this time when the entire the human community should be together, and we are all already separated by a lot of means. And this trade war and the fight for colonization and stuff like that, how do you see this in a time where every single human being is struggling to get their economy stay steady, survive for the next day or something like that? How do you see the situation, Rob?
I think this trade war or anything that's happening around, I think all the world leaders are right now put into some big
gaming platform or something like that.
What?
A gaming platform, like where they're trying to.
World is a game, the world is a stage. Like, mm-hmm. But all these big leaders right now are not the good times to lead it.
Right. We already spoke about this in a podcast, I think. Like several people who have taken charge as CEOs at this time, just before the lockdown, wouldn't be able to take better decisions due to the sudden emergence. Yeah.
So basically, this economy is a cycle. Mm-hmm. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. It has to happen every, based on how much debt you're getting or how much the bank is going to lend. And that is how our capitalistic economy is working. Mm-hmm. So right now, during this time and having this pandemic around, I think all these people are, pushed into a place that, they have to say they are leaders.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's this guy's name?
Putin.
In China.
I don't know the guy's name actually. Okay, the Chinese president.
Xi Jinping has to, say he's the boss.
Okay.
Modi has to say he's the boss. Trump
right.
has to say he's the boss. And all these guys have been bossing all around, all throughout the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to show that they are the boss. And I believe these are various ways of showing it out to the world that they are the boss. And they are not worried about, losing some life.
Mm-hmm. And they're okay to sacrifice a certain part of the population.
They do not want to sacrifice their image.
Mm, right. So the image is the...
Is sacrificable.
Right. The image is the one that doesn't have to be burnt down.
Correct. So I don't think it is about Trump. It is about the US presidentship. It's about, being the Indian Prime Minister. You are in that place, in that position.
Right.
And you have to react to it like that, rather than looking at it from the people. You cannot go down your powers. Mm. I think that is what is making all these people take these decisions and make people. It is going to be very easy for people like Modi or Trump to say, everything is wrong. You can just stop and everything can continue after all this thing is over. As you said, world has to come together right now during this pandemic, support each other rather than But I think economic pressure is putting all these guys, into a very bad situation that they are going with this flow and trying to distract everyone with something else so that they can keep their stay on the top.
Right. So when I decided that we want to talk about this trade war, which is a country desiring to not buy certain countries' products or not going to support them in terms of the trade relationship they have in the before. So I was just going to talk about India and China and US in general, And right now, today, US is also planning to, you know, like ban all the Chinese apps that are, you know, like in operation from China on US. So this can hurt a lot of companies in China. And if you take China as an example, China has always been known for not allowing Facebook or Google inside their country. So when US or India started to do it, a lot of people said like this is not okay for business perspectives, and it has to be like very regulations have to be happening inside the country so as to, you know, like support each other in the long run. So how do you think China has done it and survived so long? And what will be the impact that I think, you know, like India is going to happen because India is going to have face because of this?
No, I always believe, you know, the Chinese people not letting other software related or internet related, data related companies to mm-hmm. enter into their country as a very wise decision. Because in the near future, we all say data is going to be the next oil. It's all going to be driven by data. So as a country, you know, when you're going to compete with other countries in the global forte, as a capitalistic country or as a, whatever it is, you are in the economy, part of the economy. So you need to have that upper hand and not give away any of your data or technology to the other, you know, parts of the world. That is a very good thing. But a country like India, which is not as much as developed in ways of technology or automation or in terms of data, we are in need of support of foreign technologies. So maybe that is the reason why right now we have Facebook, everything. And very soon, maybe within the next 10 years, Reliance can come up with everything that Facebook and Google and everything offers, and we can also shut ourselves from Google.
Right.
This war, I think this economic war is a continuous war based on how we have to grow or what we see in. What do you say? It is going to. It is not going to stop, whatever it is. But then making this, you know, a big scene is what, and you know, waging war because of this. All this thing is looking like, you know, it is being played up.
Right.
There is no necessity because China and the US are continuously in economic war. They were fighting over their mobile phones. They were fighting over, as you said, their internet was
fighting
Google.
Exactly.
So that was always happening. And it was a very good fight, a healthy fight for both the countries. It led to the growth of both the countries.
Right.
Now I'm sure US will want to make better cell phones, cheaper cell phones, because the US customers know it. And I'm not sure about how WeChat is or how the social media platform is in China, but I'm sure that, you know, the consumers inside will want to, you know, have something that is either as good or something better than that.
Right.
That is going to be continuous growth when there is going to be, you know, what do you say, when there are economic fights like this. But then taking that to the ground, making your army fight for it. I think all those things are
a little out of the boundaries, something like that.
Out of the boundaries. I believe it is because of the economic pressure that the world, the economic cycle is putting up on. Psychologically, this has been played into their heads and making them react like it.
Right.
If I'm going to walk in Jinping's shoes, I think I would have done the same thing.
Right. So the only big concern that people have towards this India banning all the China products and people having smashing all the products on their roads and stuff like that. So what these people who, you know, like make rational statements say that is that every single Chinese product that you boycott is going to affect a retailer who has entirely invested in selling those products in India. So it is indirectly going to affect a lot of Indian employees or Indian workforce as well. So we do not have a problem, we didn't have a solution for that. So because if you take Sony as an example, there are exclusive Sony showrooms all across India, invested entirely by, you know, like Indian people who are employed with Indian people. So it is going to affect our economy as well. So in the way where they are selling like we are boycotting Chinese products into the country, they are actually also indirectly affecting people who actually belong to India. So Is it how it works, or does it actually matter if you ban a certain company or a country's products to enter from their country to our country in terms of, you know, like a retraction, you know, like action or something like that?
I think there's the decision that all Indian consumers or customers took was a very emotional decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our leaders played us emotionally also to make this decision. I think banning softwares, okay, well and good, we can do that. We would be able to. I don't think we have the artificial intelligence or the data mining tools like, well, I think we have been discussing about TikTok for a very long time. I don't think it is going to be hard for any Indian company to make something as good as TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is going to take time.
Right.
Because when you said about retail outlets,
okay.
It is a very emotional decision that Indian customers have taken.
Mm-hmm.
I think during this economical condition right now, as you said, we have to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is the responsibility of the customers, consumers, that, you know, we should know what is right and what is wrong.
Right.
If China is able to make good products better than Indians at a cheaper price, we buy from them until we know how to make it.
Right. But we've been buying from them for a long time and not establishing any kind of infrastructure in India.
I think we can never say that. India started buying cars from the US, cars from China, most
Japan.
Of Indian car market. And now we have the best technology. Tata gave us the best technology.
Mm-hmm.
Micromax tried in mobile phones. So I think it is again a trial and error.
If you look at the scale that, you know, like both the companies worked in, for example, like for every 10 Chinese mobile companies, we can't even name one single mobile company, because Micromax was the only big company that, you know, like that even had brand ambassadors with huge
acumen. I think the mobile phone market, why Indians are not able to get in, is because of the speed that it evolves.
Right. Mm.
And I think Indians are not yet very. It is that agility is, you know, it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
To develop more, to get in more into R&D rather than just manufacturing.
Okay.
So I think we should learn that. It is not just about manufacturing. It is also learning their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we will learn that very soon. And I'm seeing a lot of Jio TVs coming into the market.
Right, Jio Fiber.
A lot of Indian products do come. It might be assembled or manufactured in China, but I'm sure Jio one day would be able to do it in India. And companies in India would also be able to start doing it.
Right. So this economic push will actually drive the economy better for the better future.
This economy push will kill us more and then help us grow.
Right. So we'll see a depression and then slowly start to evolve in the later times. Like big companies and investors trying to put in infrastructures that are required for making these the tools and, you know, techniques.
And again, the entire biggies of India are in their worst debt crisis.
Right. Mm.
The entire biggies of India are in the worst debt crisis.
Right.
So we are going to say we are going to bring in investments. I think we will have a lot of Chinese guys investing.
Again, this cycle will keep going on.
That's what I'm telling. It is a cycle, and that what we are talking is, you know, bullshit, and it's going to happen again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right now, all this situation is because these leaders are not able to accept the truth.
Right. Mm.
They just want to hide everything and blame everything on something else or some activity that is happening,
mm-hmm.
or on someone else. It has got nothing to do with them. It has got everything to happen. They want to just, you know, die as bosses. They do not want to accept what is happening.
Right.
I think if any of these leaders are ready to say, it's okay, this is what is happening. It's mm-hmm. okay. This is what is happening. It's okay. We can get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
I think the entire scenario of this, you know, current world will change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any of these people are in that stature. They think they are in power, but, you know, that is not true power. That is, you know, just lying to your people, creating a false identity for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That won't last. I think that is why democracy even lasts for 5 years.
Right. Mm. True.
You just need to sleep for 5 years and you can walk off. I think it can be.
Right. So I saw a lot of, you know, like people praising, you know, like the government for, you know, like banning 59 apps, and it was like praised as, glorified as something that has never been done before or something like that. But I was talking to one of my friends, and he was telling, like, every single construction products that we have here, the cement, the, you know, like the steel and a lot of stuff, they all come from China, it seems, apparently. And the, like a lot of brands that our layman wouldn't even know the brands of. So they are all Chinese. And I also saw a post on LinkedIn saying I wanted to delete all the Chinese apps from my phone even before the ban. And I tried to, you know, like recharge my phone, and I chose Paytm, which was promoted by Narendra Modi in our country for a long time. And the majority stakes in that company was from China. And I closed the app and I went to Swiggy to, you know, like order some food. And I saw that the majority of stakes was from China. And I tried to go out and I took a cab on Ola, which was majority funded by China. So as he said, like, it is not okay that the 59 apps, which were technically just propagated to our people that it was Chinese and we are boycotting them, it was just a propaganda or, you know, like a visually branding identity to tell people that we are doing something against this.
I think, you know, as our screens are not working, like screens as in the big screens, the Bollywood,
the media, the main media, mainstream media.
The media is not working. I think, you know, all our leaders have taken that place.
Right.
So they want to be superstars.
Right. Mm.
They manipulate like, man, I think all our strategists are like movie directors.
Mm-hmm.
They are not actual people who want to do good things to the people outside. They are all purely marketers. Everything seems out there is propaganda and nothing seems real. Nothing seems true. Mm-hmm. I think a person who is clear in mind, little bit educated, will know that everything out there is propaganda. Mm-hmm. Everything out there is mass media, mass propaganda, trying to influence the heads of people and make them go like sheep. Everything outside.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, just like, you know, that you said, the person who, you know, who saw beyond what Swiggy is, who saw beyond what Ola is, who saw what beyond Paytm is, knows that, you know, China is everywhere. It's not just about China. It's about, you know, it's the economy. People invest.
Right.
You can't say no to, you know, we have a foreign direct investment policy where we said, okay, you can invest in our country.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the money and then you say, no, please get out of my country.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that is possible. I think that will make anybody around angry.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stupidity of our leaders, not just our leaders, all leaders, it's very, very bad.
Right. So what do you think will be the future of this thing? So a lot of people are speculating that these app banned, you know, like this situation will be just temporary, and when things start to get
India
better,
and China will come into a peace treaty very soon.
Right. Mm. Because we have already had TikTok banned in the, you know, like before this, like 2 years.
They will have a peace. They will come up with a peace treaty very soon. They will redefine their borders. India will get what India has, and China will get what China has.
Mm-hmm.
Then. What do you say? The entire economical slump will be blamed on Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Both these leaders, both in China and India, will again enter into the political game so that they can regain their own power.
Mm-hmm.
War, no. Nukes, no.
Okay.
I think they are that much sensitive. I believe, I think that one thing I should be very... One good thing about our leaders is I think they are sensible enough not to go for a nuke.
I think this is the, like, modern version of a World War III. Like, this is a transition of, you know, like a world war without any weapons, and the bio war is actually happening. Because right now the cases in India has, you know, like substantially increased, and we are actually getting to a place where Chennai or Mumbai is going to be one of the top 5 places of, you know, like heavily infected areas. So
I think it is not about world war. Or I think the objective of war is to reclaim power.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, distribute power.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be done through any ways. As you said, this is the world war.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I still know clearly deep inside my gut says, okay, all this is planned.
Mm-hmm.
But outside it's been propagated that no, it is through a bat. I don't know. My gut always says it is not. It has been well planned.
So it's a fine line between reality and, you know, like a plan.
Yeah, it is, you know, when you this, you have artificial intelligence so good that it can, you know, give you any kind of, what do you say, predictions. So it will have predicted whatever is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I remember playing this game called Plague Inc.
Right. Mm.
Exactly what happens in that game is what I see on news every day.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, you know, a direct ditto of what is there in the game is happening in real life. So it all looks to me like, okay, it is all, you know, planned or forced. And it's been propagated. The media is working with numbers.
Right.
People talking numbers. People cheating numbers.
Right, like we have been gamified to see, look at numbers on a day-to-day basis.
Correct. And, I think to this extent, I'm not sure if the predictions would have worked, but around, I know, 40 to 50% of it would have worked.
Right. So,
50% is happening, I believe.
Right. So, if you take China as an example, where they have, you know, like, been used to a lot of diseases like this, like there was SARS before, and they always used to wear masks, like it was like one of their routines that they do every single day. So China, when they, you know, like kind of started the pandemic from China, they would have understood that a lot of countries will go against them in terms of, you know, like trade war, because it is not new to them. So do you think China is in a way, you know, like very pre-planned, and it is like okay with this concept happening, even if India boycotts them or even if USA boycotts them, they're happy with selling to what their country's economic power is entirely? Can they entirely, you know, like sustain with their resources of what they have produced so far and what they have planned to produce?
I've been recently following some of the Chinese news, some of the Chinese media. So basically, from what it is happening from there is China has occupied many countries recently.
Mm-hmm.
It is trying to, you know, get resources from all possible other countries, so digging, mining, uranium,
right,
anything possible. Mm-hmm. And one more thing, as I said, you know, wearing masks and all. People in China are used to it. So Hong Kong is not much affected, because a lot of people in Hong Kong, they have given media reports telling we already know what SARS is. So once we heard the news, we all wore masks.
Mm-hmm.
And same with me, Vietnam.
Okay.
And when it comes to planned by China to this extent, it cannot be planned just by, you know, one country.
Okay. Mm.
It is not a one nation plan.
Okay. Mm.
It is a United Nation plan.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a plan, it is a united, you know, many people had to come sit together and decide, okay, we are all going to participate.
Okay, the togetherness is happening between the country's leaders, but not with the people.
Correct. It is about cheating the people.
Right.
Making the people believe that, you know, people in power, you know, you have to believe that democracy is right. You have to believe communism is right. You have to believe dictatorship is right in each country.
Mm-hmm.
In Russia, you have to believe Putin is right. In
mm-hmm.
China, you have to believe communism is right. In India, you have to believe democracy is right. In the US, you have to believe democracy is right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when this economy crashes,
mm-hmm.
people lose hope on all the people in power.
Mm-hmm.
So they will want a change. They will want a revolution.
Right. Mm.
So just to keep that curtailed, I think all over the world, even before the coronavirus, we have been seeing mass gathering all over the globe.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing it in Russia, we have been seeing it in China, we have been seeing it in India, we have been seeing it in Brazil, we have seen it in France, we have seen it in Germany.
Hong Kong,
we have seen it in Hong Kong. We were seeing it all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the starting point of the economic dip. So the start of people gathering around, because they started to know something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what was wrong, but they knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. So put people inside their homes.
Right.
And I don't think it's about putting people inside their homes. I think it's about, you know, bringing fear into people. Even an atom bomb is going to put people inside their homes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, putting fear inside the head of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what, and if it is a well-planned execution, I think it is a good, highly planned, well-executed thing, because the way how the virus attacks us, it does not kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So people in power need people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think I still do not, for me, when I look at the news or anything, it looks like a movie to me nowadays. It does not look like, you know, something that I have to look into the facts or the figures and say, okay, this much has moved, this much has... It is just like a movie.
Right. They can show you whatever numbers they want. They can introduce any new character into the play.
It is all written. The screenplay is written.
Right.
The characters are written.
Right.
These are their roles.
Hmm.
And it's a bit awkward right now. If it's going to continue, I think I identified it today.
Mm-hmm.
I have told it to you today.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will listen it to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be talking like this today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I am able to do it. I'm sure a lot of people. So if this script is going to continue on this world, I think it will... It cannot continue. It would, no matter what, they try to bring in patriotism, they try to bring in black, white,
race and China, creed
India,
and everything.
At the end of the day, humanity will stand.
Right.
It is people in power and people without power.
It will just
happen like how it happened in France, the French Revolution. It will again surely happen here.
Right.
All over the world. And we have the power of the internet.
Right.
We have the power of AIF. We have the power of the internet. We truly have the power of the internet. So people will learn to use it. We'll have a lot of hackers. We'll have a lot of... What is this?
Anonymous people.
Anonymous groups. They will surely burst out. They will be telling out what is happening everywhere, and people will surely come out of it.
Right. I hope
it
that humanity... I hope the humanity is the winner in the end of all. So I think we can conclude this episode with this positive note, because if we talk about it, we can go deeper and deeper, and new stuff will keep rising up. So we'll keep that for the next episode. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here on the show. Thank you, it was great.
Sure.
So we'll see you again in another podcast. Until then, this is Rajabhuvan.
I'm Ram Kishan.
Signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.